And we read in that, and I read it over again. And then I come down to long toward the last of it, find where came over. So I know it's the same one of them from it. So that was after 20 years, you see. Hell something. So you see, if you don't throw things away, but there's one thing you want to remember that we have learned in ours is to always put a date and place on something.
Yeah.
There's so many, many records that are kept, but no dates, no places, and things like that. And, well, you're lost except for names. You don't know where it happened.
Yeah.
And I have out here on the, show you before you leave, out here on the wall framed a copy of the secession when Georgia seceded from the Union, and there's my great uncle's name on that he was in Congress. He was a congressman for two different times from Raven County, and when they seceded from the Union, and it's got the date on it and so forth like that, everything on it. It's something I'm real proud of too.
Oh, yeah.
And then found that he was, that they were born there, and then my father, he was, then they went into the marble business. My grandfather went to Georgia Marble Company in Tate, and he moved to Tate sometime, I don't know exactly when, but it was after that, it was in the 90s, I guess. Then my father, being a young man, he decided that he would travel and go from place to place. Like a lot of them, they'd work here a while and get enough money, and then they'd go somewhere else for another place. He was a marble man. He was a turning lay man. They turned vases and urns and columns and stuff like that on a turning lay, and a blacksmith. And he was a good one too, because he did all of ours when we were in the marble business down here for 20 years. He was in marble business for 30 years. But anyhow, he was in up in Tennessee there at Loudoun, where the old Hiawatha River that comes out, heads way up in North Georgia up there and goes on down through into North Carolina, then on into Tennessee and through Loudoun, and then it goes and empties into the Little Tennessee, and the Little Tennessee, of course, you know how that goes. And right on the bank of the Hiawatha River is where Loudoun is. So we went in the courthouse and searched through the files, and we found where he got his marriage license, and they were married, and who the preacher was, and there's a copy of that all on record. He married in 98, and that was the beginning of that. And then later on, I don't know where you're interested in all this.
Yes, I am. I love all this.
Well, anyhow, we have made trips to try to find things of our family. And so we've been to Nashville two or three times to the archives there. And that's where I found out about my mother, where she was born and such as that. But that's how I come us to go to Loudoun on that. And all these archives are so cooperative in thing. All you have to do is just give them a place or a date and something like that.
I didn't know they were,
and they can tell you, oh, they're just the most generous people that you ever saw. And we found out, but I found out there that her father, my grandfather Phillips, she was a Phillips, my grandfather Phillips was a sheriff up there at one time for many years, about 18 or 20 years. And he died, and my grandmother remarried. In the records, it asks the question where your parents were. So I didn't go any further on my mother's side, because her grandfather was born in Germany, and her grandmother, from England.
Mm-hmm.
And we just think that maybe they just happened to be, they came over on the same boat, and there they met. And then they came on over into Tennessee.